الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد وقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودة صدق الله العظيم My most respected elders and brothers. In Islam, one of the most important things that we thought that would be blessed for us is to ponder. The Jinn means zikr, zikr, fikr. The word is fikr. If a person got this quality of fikr, pondering, he can go very far. But he did not take the opportunity of pondering upon what is happening around him and what is happening on him or in him, he will not get any benefit at all. Person can make zikr all the time. The effect of zikr is to make fikr. The person makes zikr all the time, read Quran all the time, but there is no effect of pondering fikr. You won't get maximum benefit. Now this Ramadan that came to us, the first 10 days have already passed. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first 10 days is Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. How many of us did really ponder upon this point of the Rahmat of Allah, the blessing of Allah? Very few people have thought about that. For example, you look at it before Ramadan, a person was a complete sinner. He never came to the masjid at all. He does not know what the meaning of generosity. He does not know what the meaning of kindness. All of a sudden when Ramadan came, his life became something else. A revolution takes place in his life. Now who did that when we talk about the revolution? He never issued his namaz, but he now did the Hajjud namaz. He never received Quran, but now he's in Quran also. He never should lift his hand up in front of Allah and cry, but now crying. So this is what is called the Rahmat. That you have brought up a revolution in your life, that now you begin to perform namaz 5 times to come before anyone else in the masjid. First to come to the masjid and now to God. So that revolution that took place in your character, in your way of life, if that is not the Rahmat of Allah, what it is? The only thing now is that the steadfastness is needed in your life, that you are so firm, that these first 10 days you are so firm, you make sure that every way of life has not caused any harm to anyone. The anger that you have before Ramadan is subsided. You have so much of control with yourself. The way you should look at people with a bad eye when you look with a good eye. All these things came into your life. Before you should not even make salam to anyone, but you make it for salam. Now this, all this has come into your life overnight. If that's not a revolution, what it is, did you ever ponder upon it? How that came to my life? I don't have the strength to become like that at all. It is someone else who's giving me the strength. And that's someone else, Allah Ta'ala. You never should read the Quran, but you're reading so much Quran. You should talk so much, but now you're not talking at all. You know you should be Durus Sharif, but you mean Durus Sharif, so much of Durus Sharif, you don't mean Istighfar, you don't mean Istighfar. So this is what is one has to ponder upon, to bring about a steadfast in his life that this is not for a few days. This revolution is not for a few days, it is from a lifetime. It's over. It must change for lifetime. I was very kind to people. I was protecting my eyes from the wrongs. I protect my tongue from the wrongs. I protect my ears from the wrongs. My whole body was protected from all the wrongs. To that extent, I made sure that I did not commit any kind of all the bad habits that you had in you. Overnight, it just went away. Was it just for a temporary thing, or just is that it must be a revolution for life till I live in this world, the condition must be better and better? That is why in a week, the second part of the Ramadan is which we are in now, is called Maghfirat. Maghfirat means forgiveness, that all the good things are made. He allowed me to do it, now ask for forgiveness, O Allah. I'm not fit to be given all this. But I thank you. And the only way I thank you is ask for forgiveness. It's the Father. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last khutbah before the last khutbah of the Shaban month, he said, one increase is istighfar, ask for forgiveness for all the wrongs that we have done. And all these also become very strong, then you won't go back to those sins again. And you ask Allah Ta'ala for steadfastness, because remember, without His power, without His assistance, nothing can happen. Man must not feel, from this very big example, man must not feel that he has done everything. He has done nothing, only Allah Ta'ala did everything. That now you must know, you must hold His hand, there is no other hand besides His hand. So that person is very, very not fortunate at all that he forgot the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The three people will be cursed. The time he put his foot, one foot, Ameen, three times. One is that person, Nabi Kabir, who take my name, but not his road. Read Guru Sharif now. When we read Guru Sharif, we just read Guru Sharif. Great people, when they read Guru, they think they're in front of the road of one. And the way they should read the Guru Sharif, they think they feel that thing in the front of the road. Respect that is shown. We have to show so much respect to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second, he says, curse on that person who lives, his parents live with him in that condition, and Ramadan goes by and asks for forgiveness to parents. Very, very unfortunate. They lived in this world and they left this world without asking for forgiveness. The position of parents is very high. I'm not going into detail, I've already spoken about it. But the third one is very important. Ramadan goes, you don't ask for forgiveness for your sins. You don't ask for forgiveness for your sins. The curse of Nabi Karim Sallam is like a curse of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala make dua. When Nabi Karim make dua, is Allah Ta'ala making dua. When Nabi Karim make curse someone, is like Allah Ta'ala is cursing. So many people sometimes feel this month that, look what happened now, I'm doing so everything, nothing happening, no curse coming unto me. You must not be under the impression that no curse just falls onto you just like that. Everyone is given an opportunity. At a real time it will happen, Allah must forgive us. You do not know the curse of Nabi Karim is the curse of Allah. And he said the curse of that person in the month of Ramadan comes and he must ask for forgiveness and he goes away. That was Allah's curse on that person. Second is this part that remember that the meaning of curse is here, this part. That many times your iman becomes weak. No one can see his iman weak. No one can make it out. Like a person going for Hajj. If after he performs Hajj, and thereafter he comes back, what is the sign of his Hajj being accepted? That he won't go back to the sins. A person was a good person before Hajj, with a 5 times namaz, he was doing all the good deeds. And after Hajj passes by, he performs Hajj and comes back. Instead of being good deeds, he goes through all the bad deeds. That's a sign that Hajj is not accepted. So likewise, in front of Ramadan, a person is given this opportunity to get the best of it. Remember, it comes only once a year, but not for everyone. Only for those people it's written for. Many people waited for this great month of Ramadan, they never saw it. They prayed and cried, they never saw it. Allah has given this month of Ramadan, but we don't know whether we'll see another Ramadan. So what is the best thing? Let us make the best of Ramadan. Many people in this time of Ramadan, they are wasting a lot of time. They are wasting time with chit-chat before the cell phones. They are wasting time. Okay, you want to sleep? No one says mustn't sleep. But how much are you going to sleep? There's an opportunity to increase your ibadat. The relationship which was poor, which was weak before Ramadan, must become strong with Allah. Now is the opportunity that you must read the Quran more as possible. The greatest ibadat in the month of Ramadan is to recite the Quran all the time. One is to recite the Quran, the greatest ibadat in namaz. But a person must recite the Quran as much as possible. It's protective from all kinds of sins. So the badwa, the curse comes. You will not even realize how the curse came into you. Gradually it leaves you. You realize what happened to me. Before your 5 times namaz, slowly before after this, because what happened that you were so punctual with takbir ula. Slowly takbir ula goes away. Then slowly one namaz goes away. So after that, no namaz at all. Then you begin to blame others for your wrong things. You fail to realize, that's why they say you must ponder every day. Look, how's my life now? After Ramadan, how's my life now? Every day you take stock of yourself. Hey, today what happened to me? Today I missed one takbirullah. In the month of Ramadan, I not missed one takbirullah. I was so punctual. What happened to me now? No one is thinking like that. Everyone thinking that the khalas, Ramadan is gone, I'm also gone. Our relation with Allah Ta'ala has become stronger and stronger. Before I was so careful in Ramadan, that I was so careful with my eyes. How come now my eyes are going wrong? Before I was so punctual with everything. How come now to begin to tell lies? In Ramadan I should not backbite. How come now they are backbiting? So in Ramadan is this, Allah Ta'ala wants to say, you know, discipline us. Just a few days. It must become that only thing that to make dua to Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast. In namaz, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. What's the meaning of ihdina sirat al-mustaqim? Keep on the path, the straight path towards you. When a buzugana deen, when they read namaz, they say ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. They have in the heart Allah the path that your path. In namaz, they have this problem. They haven't got time to think of their shops and other things, businesses. When they come to the masjid, they think of the world, they forget the world, they forget Allah. So the second day, the 10 days we are in is maghfirat. Ask of forgiveness. Ask of forgiveness as much as possible. Crying for Allah Ta'ala. Beg in front of Allah. The durood sharif, kindness to parents, and begging to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Why? The last 10 days coming. The last 10 days coming. After that, my dear friends, we don't know who's going to get the next Ramadan. And why did Nabi make itikaf in the last 10 days? He could have given us Laylatul Qadr night to tell us from the beginning of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr night. But he gave the last 10 days at least now. Try your belt more. And now turn towards me more now. Nights must become like this, it must be in ibadat all the time. Those people are working at least with that intention to Allah. If I was free, I would spend the whole night in ibadat. On that Allah will give the reward. Many people know, who have the longing and urge to sit in itikaf. They come and tell me I'm sitting in itikaf but I'm working. I said, no, you must go to work. One person came to me telling me I'm going to sit in itikaf but if my wife is alone at home, I said, no, you must stay at home. So everything that you do, you must not do with your desire. You must do with Allah's desire. Look at that person. When Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi passed away, someone saw in a dream, said, "Ya Junaid, how the position?" He said, "Allah has raised me so high, but my neighbor overtook me." My neighbor. Who was his neighbor? A person who should go to work every day. Go to work every day for his family. He's happy, "Ya Allah, you gave me a family, I'm going to look after. That's my duty now." Whenever he passes by the Junaid's house, he says, "Oh Allah, if I was free like Junaid, I'd do more ibadah than him." I would do more ibadah than him. So Junaid Baghdadi said, "I see him in a dream saying that he has bypassed me." What did he do? Nothing. There's an intention. Famine took place one place. No food at all. One person said, "Oh Allah, this sand, if it turned into grain, full of grain, I'll go feed everyone." Allah sent wali to the Nabi of the time and said, "Tell him his intention." Allah accepted it. So without you doing it, Allah gives it. So how important it is. Now those people are very fortunate when they come to sit in itikaf. They come to itikaf, they do not know that it's a very great ibadat. It's an ibadat that a person going to itikaf, he must think that I'm now in my qabr. My relationship with Allah Ta'ala, I'm not going to leave this place till Allah forgive me. How strong. The people when they sit in itikaf, they must sit with this intention that, "Oh Allah, I'm your mehman. I'm your visitor." Now how when you come to, go to a big person's house, a mehman, a visitor, when you go there, you make sure that you look after the place very properly. You make sure you don't do anything wrong. That is the house of Allah Ta'ala. You show so much respect to the house and my Allah, and you make sure that all the time you attend to him and no one else. And you try your best to make sure to keep him happy all the time. And you say, "Oh Allah, I'm not leaving this place, if you forgive me." Then that kind of person, if you live in this condition, inshallah, Allah will forgive you. But just to tell you, itikaf is a great ibadat. It's a very great ibadat. But as long as you know, you must be according to Sharia. Now because I spoke with itikaf, now you go home and tell the wife, "You know, I'm going to itikaf." No. Look at the situation. Everything according to situation will do it. But as I told you, if you make intention, Allah Ta'ala will accept. So we got this few days in Ramadan, my dear. How we spend it the correct way. Let it be that not only in Ramadan, it must be after Ramadan, you must be a better person. Like that person who went for Hajj, when he came back, he became a more better person. Not that people say, "What kind of Hajj is this? That you're so punctual before Namaz, but then Ramadan before Hajj, now you're not punctual Namaz also." Allah Ta'ala protect us from all those things. So Ramadan, we have a few days, make good use of it. Keep away from sins and make dua. Dua is very important. Cry and cry. Allah loves two things. One is a drop of the eye that you cry for him, and one is the step that runs for the masjid. These two things a person do, Allah loves so. So make dua Allah Ta'ala.